to show that it's happening. There we go. So my name's Dennis Barker. This is the Violet Flame and Emotional Freedom Technique podcast introductory episode. I wanted to give a little bit of context for the fact that I'm doing a premium podcast, amongst other things. I was speaking to the lady who does the Spirit and Coffee podcast yesterday, and the conversation included reference to fire energy and to alchemy. My main technique that I've been using for years that involves fire energy is the Violet Flame. Now, to give you a little bit of context of where I came into contact with the Violet Flame, it's 22 years ago. I was initiated into the Teramai School of Natural Healing, which was founded by Kathleen Milner, who's based in the United States. She's based in Arizona, I believe. There's quite a few different techniques that are taught and initiations that are given in the Teramai School of Natural Healing, and the Violet Flame is one of them. It includes Reiki and Sekim as well, combination of techniques. So I'm familiar with fire energy is what I'm trying to get at. The way that Sekim is taught is that Reiki represents the earth energy, and then there's a Sophiel represents the water energy, angelic light is the air energy, and Sakara is the fire energy. So there's four streams of energy initiations in the Sekim, the Reiki Sekim part of the school. And then there's the Violet Flame, which is initiated separately, which again is fire. So I've got two different strands of fire coming in from two different traditions. And it means that I've been working with this energy for 22 years. Initially, I was part of the said, and I went through the Reiki Sekim level one, level two, the Reiki Sekim master level. And then the higher levels, there's a Sakara level two, Sakara level three, and those include the angelic light, the Sophiel, and Reiki is the base that they use for the additional elements of energy streams. So I'm familiar with working with fire energy. I'm used to the speed of how it happens and the alchemical process and the transmutation process that happens. So that's in my consciousness, and I'd like to be able to pass that on. I'm not allowed by the rules of the Teramai School to pass on the Reiki Sekim, but I can pass on the Violet Flame as an initiation for anybody who's got a Reiki level one, level two, level three in any of the other traditions, in any of the many and various Reiki traditions, of which there are hundreds, probably thousands at this point, because it's a very creative process. The healing traditions become one thing with something else added onto it. I've stuck to the way that it was taught to me, and I've added some things on, but I keep them separate. I don't mix them together all that much. Now and again, they creep in, but mostly I try and keep things clean and in a tradition that goes back through a lineage. So my lineage is Neil Beechwood and Kathleen Milner. Those were the teachers for Reiki Sekim and the Violet Flame and Sakara. All of that happened in 1998, 1999. That's nearly 22 years ago, possibly more, nearly 23 years ago now. I lose track. But it's a long time anyway. It's a very long time from the from what I've been doing. But to give you an idea of what you can do with the violet flame, the violet flame will dissolve and transmute mental blocks, so limiting mental beliefs, emotional blocks. It will transmute trauma and difficult experiences from childhood. You can work with the same imagery and go backwards into past life healing if that's the way that you want to do it. But it works equally well in this lifetime. And unless you've got a reason to go backwards into past lifetimes, I wouldn't necessarily suggest go there. If something's pulling you there, then go there and come forward again. But that increases the time that you'll spend working through trauma, because there's always death trauma to work through. If you go into past life work, there's always limiting beliefs. There's always feelings of resentment and guilt and feelings of victimhood. And there's always the opposite of that as well. So you're on the victim side and on the perpetrator side in different lifetimes. So it's something to think about, but I wouldn't necessarily say don't go there unless you're pulled to go there by something intuitive. Just stick with the current lifetime until you get used to the idea. Start with something small. So start with something that's maybe from this year. Start from this year. Then potentially go back to birth trauma or something like that from this lifetime and work your way forward. That would be my suggestion. What I'm going to do, because it's a premium podcast, I'm going to do a podcast that's an initiation, which you'll get access to once you pay the fee for the premium podcast. I'm also going to run live visualizations, maybe once a month. I don't know the exact timing of it. Once a month is probably enough if it's an ongoing process, so at least there's somewhere for you to come back to. If you get distracted or get confused, there's somewhere for you to come back to and realign with the technique, remind yourself of the technique, that sort of thing. So that's what the money's for, effectively. If I'm going to run monthly workshops, they won't be very long. They might be half an hour, 45 minutes. But that's what the money's for. It's for the ongoing potential support that's there. I can only charge once, so I have to make a decision about my time and your money and what's appropriate for all of those things. My time's valuable, and I'm not going to pretend that it isn't, because it is. And I do expect to be paid for things that I'm giving to people that are useful, that are proven to be useful. And the violet flame is one of those techniques. It's one of those visualizations that it is useful. And you'll find that out as soon as you start using it. Emotional freedom technique, I haven't been doing for quite so long. I think I learned emotional freedom techniques somewhere around about 2005. I was taught by a guy called Dave Tregenza, who's a hypnotherapist. And I can't remember exactly where I was. I was somewhere in Hertfordshire. He lives in Hertfordshire. I went up to do some coaching for him. And as part of an exchange, he took me through emotional freedom technique and showed me how to do the tapping technique. Quite a few different places, and the affirmation process that goes with it, and the subjective units of distress scale. So those three things are the core elements of emotional freedom technique. I've simplified the tapping. I only really use one set of affirmations, but now and again I change the affirmations just to keep things fresh. But I only really use one as a main thing. And the subjective units of distress scale is 0 to 10, basically. It's tuning into your own emotional feeling and coming up with a number between 0 and 10. And then using that as a basis for noting progress. So emotional freedom technique I've been doing since 2005, which is 16 years. So again, quite a long time, not as long as the violet flame, but quite a long time. I go through phases with it. I'm more consistent with the violet flame than I am with emotional freedom technique. But I do use both fairly regularly. There are other techniques that I use as well, but these two are worth looking at because it's essentially you're talking about fire and water. If emotions are water base in terms of elemental symbolism, and then you've got fire, which is transmutational. So you've got fire and water there, which is a good balance. You can use one or use the other, whichever you prefer, or use both. Or alternate, or do whatever you like. Test it for yourself. Test the techniques. See what works for you. Take what works for you and run with it. That's my advice. But obviously, if you want to be part of the ongoing support process, once a month, half an hour or 45 minutes, that's the only thing I'm committing to. And I'll do that for a year and see how many people we get going through the process. If it works for me financially and it works for you guys emotionally and releases some blocks, then I'll keep doing it. But it has to pay its way for me and it has to be worthwhile for you. Otherwise, I can't keep doing it. So that's the way I'm looking at that's the reason I said it was a premium podcast, because it involves ongoing support. And if I'm going to spend time, then I have to be paid for my time. Okay, so that's about it. That's the introduction. I'll see you again in a little while, and I'll do something in a bit more depth tomorrow, probably.